Well, it's just a pleasure to welcome back Bill Murphy, chairman of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, working with Chris Powell on behalf of all global precious metals investors. Welcome back.
Good to be here.
Great to have you back. And you know, we've got the holidays just around the corner here. We'd really love to hear about your positive outlook, maybe, for 2018 on the precious metals sector.
Well, yes, no, because anybody who's been bullish the past couple of years, it's egg on face all the time. So gold and silver are the most undervalued assets in the world, with other assets flying and gold and silver under control of the gold cartel. And I believe that at some point here, they're going to lose control of the physical supply issue, and gold and silver are just going to go bananas. You know, probably what I've said last year or the year before, if silver can take out 21, it's headed for 100. And that's why the open interest is so high on the COMEX. The bad guys led by J.P. Morgan and silver are doing everything they can to keep the price completely nowhere, and it's worked, but it's going to blow up, and it'll probably happen when we least expect it.
I was reading through some of the literature from the World Gold Council on silver, 9-to-1 in the Earth's crust, so about 9 ounces of silver for every 1 ounce of gold. That's debatable. Some people say 10 ounces of silver in the ground for every 1 ounce of gold. Silver is consumed heavily, and everything as we know now from iPhones, Androids, laptops, computers, your flat screen TV, your car is probably loaded with little electrical instruments. That silver is negligible. It's never going to be reclaimed, except maybe by Bitcoin-based androids at the year 2075. But until then, most of this silver is tied up. And as it turns out, the above available stockpiles, according to the World Gold Council of silver, half that for investment demand of gold, meaning that there's twice as much gold, even though it's many times more expensive, and silver super undervalued, somewhere near 70-to-1 gold to silver ratio for some reason.
Well, first of all, the open interest on the COMEX and silver is just mind-boggling compared to the supply, above-ground supply you're talking about. It's off the charts compared to any other commodity. And normally, when a commodity goes down to a lowly price or near the cost of production, open interest completely disappears from the hedging scene. But this, because this is gold cartel-oriented and they want to keep silver under control, they have gone crazy in the paper market by issuing supply in that market, and that's why it's so high. And it's worked for them so far, but eventually at some point they're going to be overrun by the physical supply issue, and that's when everything falls apart. And this has been going on so long that Newton's law is liable to come into effect, meaning as long as this manipulation of silver, now our seventh year, has taken place, it's going to be that much on the upside in terms of the price movement because of the extent of what has been done on the downside.
There is one cycle that I've noticed over the last decade or so tends to hold true. For some reason, we tend to have a sell-off of the precious metals as we approach the end of the year, and then there's the remarkable spike. It's almost like clockwork. You know, manufacturers and retailers are preparing for the holiday season. After they've made their preparations, the price lulls. Who knows exactly why these cycles persist? But we've just had a rather strong sell-off. What do you think?
You're right. Past few years, that's what's happened. Prior to the last few years, the seasonal trend was for gold and silver to move up during this period of time. Of course, that was totally changed. And all I can say again is that, you know, with what other assets have done, gold and silver are so undervalued, and with all the money going into the system, two of the assets that should have been the strongest are the prices of gold and silver. And from our standpoint, it's only because of the gold cartel. They've been kept under wraps because they don't want this to be exposed, what's really going on behind the scenes. And so this, at some point, is going to blow up. And I've been saying that for a while, and that's not going to change. If anything, the more this goes on, the more likelihood that gold and silver will just one day explode out of nowhere.
And that type of explosion could be dramatic. One of our favorite online analysts just loves gold and silver, actually called the entire Bitcoin thing. Kind of rare to see someone who was just as right on the cryptos as they have been on gold and silver. Cliff High has been calling for remarkable advances in silver. He sees that there will be a mass migration of the everyday investor into silver, quite similar to Bitcoin, because of the relative inexpensiveness in AG to AU. He really sees triple-digit silver in a very brief period of time, culminating with at least $400 in 2018. Now, we've been around the markets long enough to know that making such calls are not only premature, but it's just not necessary, and it's harmful to portfolios. You know, with all this bubble mania sloshing around the financial markets, what do you think of his call?
I have a lot of respect for Cliff, and he's nailed the cryptos and Bitcoin, and unfortunately, he's been, you know, talking about silver for quite some time, and it hasn't worked out. But I said it with a lot of respect for him, and you're exactly right, and he's right. This is exactly what can occur in the silver market, what I was mentioning earlier about Newton's law. And I think the odds are continuing to grow this will occur. This is why holding it under 21 has been so important for the JPM crowd. And if I might, right now, all the cryptocurrency and Bitcoin commotion is really hurting the gold and silver sentiment and the investor interest, because this is what kind of thing that gold and silver should be doing. But now what they've done is set a roadmap for the precious metals, and especially silver. So if silver goes from 17 or to 34, so what? Compared to the Bitcoin stuff, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's a typical month in Bitcoin.
Now, I think people will not be surprised. And as you're talking about, the momentum crowd is jumping on board these other markets, and they see what they can do. And so that has set a roadmap again for the precious metals, again, especially silver, to just take off once the momentum players come in. And I expect that to occur.
Exactly. And I just throw out another somewhat novel or unique perspective on the situation. While many in the gold crowd are somewhat upset with us that we've bifurcated our interest into cryptos and the precious metals, I'd like to make the argument from a different perspective. And that is that if digital money is a new pseudo gold or new pseudo silver, what do you think is going to happen as the Bitcoin people take some big profits, which should be coming, and they search around and say, well, I'm not comfortable with stocks, and I certainly wouldn't put it into a 30-year bond bubble. I would argue that the most obvious alternative to Bitcoin gold, if you will, physical, tangible bullion. We should maybe be less worried by this remarkable advance in Bitcoin and currencies, and note that gold and silver remain the king. Eventually, some of those other currency profits might be looking for a safer or a sector that's a little less under the microscope of regulators in the coming months and years ahead. As we wrap up today, any forecasts or thoughts for 2018 for our listeners?
Yeah, well, the main one is, again, that the gold and silver are the most undervalued assets in the world right now, and been noticeably lagged this year, and God knows why, and that should change at some point, as I keep saying, out of nowhere. So it could be a better time for people to either buy gold and silver or stay on the case, because our time is coming.
Bill Murphy, Gotta.org, as well as La Metropole Cafe. We'd like to hear how we can certainly sign up to receive, you know, a subscription to La Metropole Cafe. Please tell people how they can, spread the holiday cheer.
Well, for La Metropole Cafe, you can sign up for a 2-week free trial. Or Gotta, with my colleague Chris Dahl, does a fantastic job. Just got back a while ago from Europe to spread the word. You can go to www.gotta.org and get on his list.
Very good. Bill Murphy, we appreciate your thoughts. Happy holidays, and wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all.